Street. Paul. It was a day filled with emotion and celebration, as the first in-person graduation ceremony in 2 years took place at University New Helotini Tayutsi Nistamahim Iconic Blue Quills, UNBQ. 2 years ago, the school had planned to celebrate its 50th anniversary, but those plans were put on hold as the COVID-19 pandemic began. "I'm feeling a lot of emotion," said UNBQ President Sherry Chison, addressing the crowd on Thursday afternoon. "We've been waiting for this day. I want to thank you all for choosing Blue Quills, because without students there is no Blue Quills." She also thanked students for sharing their journey with staff, and noted that staff learn as much from students as the students learn in their programs. "We stand here, having been here for more than 50 years, and we think about the ones who will stand here in another 50 years. It's such a beautiful day to be here." Chison also acknowledged the staff at the university who helped make the graduation event happen. "We'll keep doing things that nobody thought we could do, and that's all of us," said Chison, before giving the podium to the day's keynote speaker. Mallory Jackson Yanchui then addressed the graduates and other attendees. She recalled how she very much grew up at Blue Quills, attending the school's daycare when her mom was working toward her own educational goals. "This was my beginning. Our way. When I think about this school, this is what I think about. It's where I watched my mother and father work so hard to give my sisters and I the tools we needed to achieve the good life." 16 months ago, Yanchui embarked on a new journey. And that journey has allowed her to embark on the legacy of greatness. Prior to the pandemic, Yanchui had participated in what she described as her passion project. She consulted on film projects, community gatherings, promoted storytelling, and ensured the proper representation of indigenous people was happening within these projects. Then, last January, Yanchui wrote a business plan for a startup contest offered by a company called New Relationship Trust. Not long after submitting to the contest, she found out she was one of the winners and received a $5,000 grant. And so began Indigenous Box Inc. "I got to work with the help of my 13-year-old daughter, and my 4-year-old as well. We were working day and night," recalls Yanchui. "Through reaching out to entrepreneurs, sampling and buying products, developing a marketing plan, and hiring people to help out in a number of ways, she and her family have been able to build Canada's newest Discovery subscription box and corporate gift service." Right away, people were interested in the product. The company launched on March 14, Yanchui's late Kukum's birthday. "It was a hit. We sold out quickly and quickly restocked. And that sold out again in 24 hours. Yanchui says she had started to reclaim a space in commerce and found a way to elevate Indigenous people. "Indigenous Box is about economic development. It's not about vertical growth but lateral, strengthening supply chains and bringing as many people as possible with us. It's about visibility and representation," says Yanchui. Through her work with Indigenous Box Inc., Yanchui has watched entrepreneurs go from selling products on a smaller scale at farmers' markets to having their products sold across the country. "We watch our customers become their customers." Yanchui further explained that, "Indigenous Box is about connection between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Canadians, or strengthening ties between different Indigenous nations across Canada." She wanted to share 3 steps that helped her create a foundation to live a good life. The first was to establish a positive, productive problem-solving mindset. "Once you establish that mindset, you need to protect it," she explained. The second step is to work at building relationships and community. With this in mind, Yanchui was able to take a $5,000 grant and turn it into $1.7 million in just 16 months. This in turn means that hundreds of thousands of dollars have gone back into the pockets of Indigenous entrepreneurs. "Your net worth is your network," said Yanchui. The third step is big action. "Take time to create something worth talking about, and then talk about it," explained Yanchui. "And, if something doesn't work, then try again." A student address by Daris Wakanta Half with the Social Work Diploma Program also took place on Thursday. "I'm very honored to be asked to share some of my experience here at Blue Quills," said Wakanta Half. He acknowledged that the post-secondary institution has much to offer and the school has changed lives. "Working in the oil field and doing shift work, the university was willing to modify a program to allow Washante Half to go to school, which he was very grateful for. It's a good day. Creator blessed us with a good day," he said. Jesse Silvestre also offered a student address on Thursday afternoon. Honorary doctorate and awards. A few years ago, when planning for the university's 50th anniversary, the idea to present Buffy St. Marie with an honorary doctorate. The pandemic hit and gave those involved 2 years to work through the process. She has inspired so many people, said Chi-san. She's had an exceptional career, over 7 decades of inspiring people not only with her music, but with her philanthropy, her gift-giving, as an educator, stated Chi-san. Due to technical difficulties experienced on Thursday, St. Marie wasn't available to do an acceptance speech, but the university was happy to honor St. Marie with the title and a gift. A number of awards were also handed out, including the Richard Wagamese Award presented to Joy Arkind, and the Mike Steinhauer Memorial Award presented to Carrie White and Emery Delver. A list of 19 program awards were also handed out to individual students,